Eating Hot Dad Out Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to day 20 of National Podcast Post Month here on the Odd Dad Out Podcast, where I'm reading another book for you today. That's right, it's story time again. And this time I have selected one of the best children's books. Maybe not children's books. Best bedtime stories ever written. The future classic, Go the Fuck to Sleep. If you have not heard of this book, pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? I first heard this read by LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow. And Samuel L. Jackson, very fitting. And now I present to you, after I mute my phone. Da-da-da. Because, okay, I contemplated doing this with some soothing music involved, but I feel like I'm just not going to do it right that way. So we'll do this without music. I feel like for a book called Go the Fuck to Sleep, if I put some nice soothing bedtime music behind it, that it would just feel inappropriate. So, Go the Fuck to Sleep by Adam Mansbach. The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have lain down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the fuck to sleep. The windows are dark in the town, child. The whales huddled down in the deep. I'll read you one very last book if you swear you'll go the fuck to sleep. The eagles who soar through the sky are at rest, and the creatures who crawl, run, and creep. I know you're not thirsty. That's bullshit. Stop lying. Lie the fuck down, my darling, and sleep. The wind whispers soft through the grass, hun. The field mice, they make not a peep. It's been 38 minutes already. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? Go to sleep. All the kids from the daycare are in dreamland. The froggy has made his last leap. Hell no, you can't go to the bathroom. You know where you can go. The fuck to sleep. The owls fly forth from the treetops. Through the air they soar and they sweep. A hot crimson rage fills my heart, love. For real, shut the fuck up and sleep. The cubs and the lions are snoring, wrapped in a big, snuggly heap. How come you can do all this other great shit, but you can't lie the fuck down and sleep? The seeds slumber beneath the earth now, and the crops that the farmers will reap. No more questions. The interview's over. I've got two words for you, kid. Fucking sleep. The tiger reclines in the simmering jungle. The sparrow has silenced her sheep. Fuck your stuff, bear. I'm not getting you shit. Close your eyes, cut the crap, and sleep. The flowers doze low in the meadows and high on the mountains so steep. My life is a failure. I'm a shitty-ass parent. Stop fucking with me, please, and sleep. The giant pangolins of Madagascar are snoozing as I lie here and openly weep. Sure, fine, whatever. I'll bring you some milk. Who the fuck cares? You're not gonna sleep. The This room is all I can remember. Your furniture crappy and cheap. You win. You escape. You run down the hall as I nod the fuck off and sleep. Bleary and dazed, I awaken to find your eyes shut. So I keep my fingers crossed tight as I tiptoe away and pray that you're fucking asleep. We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh shit, god damn it, you've gotta be fucking kidding me. Come on, go the fuck back to sleep. The end. I feel like I wouldn't have been able to do that right if I had the music going. I love that book. Apparently there are two other books in this series. I believe one is about waking up early, and the other is about having another child. And maybe I'll get those further down the line. They're just fun. My wife added a few more books to my list, so I think I'll have some more fun children's books, just because they're short and sweet and fun. And maybe I'll do a special version of this that I'll post up somewhere else, and with the nice calming music. But yeah, this is just a fun story. Gotta love it. I feel like I didn't do it justice. I feel like having LeVar Burton read it is just funner. You know what? It's still a great story. So, go the fuck to sleep. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, and good night.